Epilogue. Forget not, once this journey is begun, the end is certain. Doubt along the way will come and go to come again. Yet is the ending sure. No one can fail to do what God appointed him to do. When you forget, remember that you walk with him and with his word upon your heart. Who could despair when hope like this is his? Illusions of despair may seem to come, but learn how not to be deceived by them. Behind each one there is reality and there is God. Why would you wait for this and trade it for illusions when his love is but an instant farther on the road where all illusions end? The end is sure and guaranteed by God. Who stands before a lifeless image when a step away the Holy of the Holies opens up an ancient door that leads beyond the world? You are a stranger here, but you belong to him who loves you as he loves himself. Ask but my help to roll the stone away, and it is done according to his will. We have begun the journey. Long ago the end was written in the stars and set into the heavens with a shining ray that held it safe within eternity and through all time as well, and holds it still, unchanged, unchanging, and unchangeable. Be not afraid. We only start again an ancient journey, long ago begun, that but seems new. We have begun again upon a road we traveled on before and lost our way a little while. And now we try again. Our new beginning has the certainty the journey lacked till now. Look up and see his word among the stars where he has set your name along with his. Look up and find your certain destiny the world would hide, but God would have you see. Let us wait here in silence, and kneel down an instant in our gratitude to him who called to us and helped us hear his call. And then let us arise and go in faith along the way to him. Now we are sure we do not walk alone, for God is here, and with him all our brothers. Now we know that we will never lose the way again. The song begins again, which had been stopped only an instant, though it seems to be unsung forever. What is here begun will grow in life and strength and hope until the world is still an instant and forgets all that the dream of sin had made of it. Let us go out and meet the newborn world, knowing that Christ has been reborn in it, and that the holiness of this rebirth will last forever. We had lost our way, but he has found it for us. Let us go and bid him welcome who returns to us to celebrate salvation and the end of all we thought we made. The morning star of this new day looks on a different world where God is welcomed and his Son with him. We who complete him offer thanks to him as he gives thanks to us. The sun is still, and in the quiet God has given him, enters his home and is at peace at last.